Moving forward now to item 14, PR 2019-2598, preliminary final plat SD 2022-146 for Buck Buckner at 5401 Sevilla Avenue Southwest between Coors and Costa Alameda Northwest and Cartesian Surveys is the agent. Mr. Mulhall, would you please identify yourself with your name, firm, and address?
Certainly. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you. Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. Go ahead and give us any updates you might have on this application.
All right. Again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. So since the last time we were heard, we have had our pair of administrative amendments for both the site plan and the subdivision plan approved, I believe. And so those have made it through. We haven't received any new comments about the cross lot access and parking agreement that we had provided. So we're taking that that item has been satisfactorily handled by both the site plan corrections and that document. We did see that hydrology had a comment about the private drainage covenant concerns still. And so we thought that had been handled by a termination document within our application that was on page 15 of the supplemented plat final plat bundle from 11/11/2022. And so I think the final thing I wanted to mention was for easement 4, I don't believe there's any will to vacate that easement this time. Water line kind of does still lead to that area, and it is a car wash, and so I expect there's kind of some infrastructure that they wanted to maintain within that sort of vault block, even if the stub that leads towards Costa Almira isn't being used at this time for that purpose. So with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 14 on Sevilla Avenue Northwest? Please speak up now or raise your hand. Seeing none, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I did speak to the applicant yesterday for some clarifications, and I think I'm good. I just requested that one note be added. I emailed that note yesterday to be added to the plat. That's all I need, and I have no objections with that note added. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So that note should be on page one, on sheet one of the plat that had been there when we kind of from the beginning. And so I also emailed the more recent version of the plat to yourself and to Jay and a couple of the other folks from planning that still has that note, but does correct the project number. And so that had been corrected since this version was supplemented in. And so I just wanted to make that clear while we were looking at that page. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Gutierrez, just think how you're ready to work with that. Let's go to code enforcement.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. All prior comments appear to have been noted in the submittal and or will be addressed in an administrative amendment to follow. Code enforcement has no further comment or objection.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. No objection to the requested lot split.
Hydrology.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Ryan, did I hear you submitted a drainage covenant already?
This is from Cartesian. So as part of the application bundle for the final plat on page 15, we provided it was a termination document that pairs with that easement. I believe it's five note would have us having the maintenance responsibilities more clearly established as being privately held, and so that termination document was page 15, I believe, of that bundle. Yes, that's the one.
Okay, this drainage covenant needs to be notarized and recorded in the county clerk's office. Our city engineer need to sign on the covenant too. So correct. I can take delegation if you give me this covenant recorded, notarized and recorded. That's all from hydrology.
Thank you, sir. We'll be sure to work with you on that one.
All right.
Okay. And you said you could take delegation on that, Mr. Chen?
Madam Chair, yes, that's correct.
Okay. Transportation?
Ernest Armhill, Transportation. We have no objection to the plat. For any future development, a TCL would be required before a building permit. A TIS or trip generation exhibit may need to be provided. And because this borders Coors, NMDOT coordination would be needed.
Thank you. Planning comments, I will do those today. And I think we've pretty much exhausted the list of comments. I just want to note that the applicant team did provide administrative amendments for the site plan for development and the site plan for subdivision, and those have been approved. It is noted that the vacuum system for the car wash needs to remain as it is today with the, you know, exactly what the way the structure is today and not substituted for hoops or some other vacuum system. And I think that's it. We appreciate all the work that you all did to clarify parking on the project. And I think that's gonna help us going forward when there is a prospective use that we have everything clarified and we have ADA parking for the car wash. So, and so we will need the signed copy of that parking agreement before my signature. Because I don't believe that's signed when I was looking at this. I don't believe that's signed as of yet. Okay, signed and recorded, correct?
Yeah, it definitely hasn't been either of those. And that's part of the bundle on sheet page 51 of that supplement.
Okay. And once again, right now this parking agreement is between the owner with the owner. We have a few of those. Yeah. So once again, Mr. Palmer, Mr. Biazar, we do want that recorded, correct?
This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Yes, that is a requirement.
Okay. All right. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
T. Quan Chen, Hydrology, I approve with delegation of recorded drainage covenant.
Ernest Armhill, Transportation. I approve.
Okay, and sorry, Mr. Rodenbeck, I'm not as good as checking for these things. Do we need a AJST accept file on this one?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ryan, do you have an approved one? I don't know if you have an approved one for this one.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We do have one approved. Let me just look at what the date is. But I thought I'd supplemented it in.
I can probably see it in my inbox here in a few seconds.
Yeah. And so I can just put it on the delegation. It's a pretty easy thing to check off the list.
Okay. Yeah, October 5th, we got approved. October 5th from Devin.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and approve with delegation for confirmation of the HSDXF file and assigned a signed and recorded copy of the shared parking agreement. And that will be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 14, project PR 2019-2598, application number 2022-146, preliminary final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to hydrology and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.
Second.
Okay.